Chapter 4. January 13th of Year 1. The second stage of the fabricator is ready, and I am excited. This is the first major change since I was awakened. I imagine running through the habitat ring of an interplanetary spaceship in order to control my excitement through physical activity. I completely surrender to this memory. Being once again inside a human body, being locked in it, is an odd feeling. I feel blind and deaf, even though I have eyes and ears. Ultimately, I can't see what is happening outside. I no longer feel the heartbeat of pulsars, slowly rotating neutron stars that radiate their collected energy into space like beacons. The reassuring background radiation that permeates the cosmos is missing, and this makes me nervous. I retreat from this corporeal memory, and suddenly bright sunlight seems to stream into my mind. Now the fabricator can use its second stage to create microstructures. The first stage provided the required material. I would like to have more options for myself, but this will have to wait. Right now, Messenger needs energy most of all. Since my awakening, the spaceship and I have been living off chemically stored supplies. However, these will run out at some point. Therefore, the fabricator now uses a platinum alloy on board to produce a very, very thin wire. This is going to collect electrical energy for us, as the energy we need is available in cosmic radiation. About 1% of it consists of electrons, the particles that move through the electric grid, which forms the lifeblood of civilization. We just have to collect these particles by using the platinum wire to form a ring. As soon as I send a current through it, a magnetic field will be formed, and in turn will capture electrons from cosmic radiation. At least, that is the theory. I know it will work. The physical principles are quite obvious. They work out here the same as they do on Earth, and I already tested whether the cosmic medium has the predicted properties. I actually measure a slightly higher electron density than the scenarios predicted. But one fact remains. No human has ever advanced so far out as I. In the lab, everything might have worked as planned, but Messenger is light years away from any laboratory. I am as alone as any human being could be. The magnetic field generated by the platinum ring just has to generate more electricity than its upkeep consumes. If this small detail of the plan does not work as designed, I am going to die. I am afraid. Therefore, I debate turning myself off until the ring is ready for operation.